of the other libraries. This one is actually paid for by the university.
Well, no, I realize
that. Yeah.
I'm only talking about the fact that there are people who are aware that this money is going to be needed, and is that I told you that there is a resentment.
Well,
it has even been discussed in an election year where the Democratic Party is so desperate for money.
Well, that is an accurate statement on their part, and I'm sure that nobody has said that they have actually been asked for money. They couldn't have said that. And if they're saying to you that because they think that maybe in 1970 they'll be called upon for something, and that means that they're going to give less today, that's really far-fetched. Really far-fetched. I just don't see that at all. And I do wish that you would, whoever your informant was, who made this statement about this taking away from the Democratic Party in this election year, I wish you would straighten him out. And whoever he is, he must know that I'm working awfully hard to help in that direction of helping the Vice President.
May I ask, I think it probably, I would not ordinarily ask, but I think under the circumstances, I should
please
ask. Can you give me some indication of what you have done as far as Vice President's fundraising is concerned?
Well, I've worked with his top financial people. You can check with Robert Short, Dwayne Andreas, Larry O'Brien. I don't know. I guess they all know about my activities.
Okay. Listen, may I do this? Because I'm not quite sure what the status of this is.
Right.
Is there a number where I can call you back if I need to?
You can call my office. I'm moving around a bit. My office knows how to reach me or my home. It's Trafalgar 96052. 6052, but my office up until 5:30, and they call me, and I, because I'm going to be at several places.
All right, but I will be able to get you at home later if we...
You'll be able to get me, say, within a half hour after you call me.
All right, fine. Thank you so much.
Right, Miss Cheshire.
Bye.
Bye.